unitedness, all that together. We started with two stories. First story was about you. You said, okay, half of the teaching is over. Means practically you're supposed to be at the stage that you know what you're doing. We talked about love, we talked about the wisdom, and we talked about enrichment. Now is the other half. It started, said, okay, first half was the path that you should try to find, the direction you need to go and go towards it. This is the first part. Let's talk about the second part. In the first part, you are not succeeded yet, has he? No. Okay. We start with this, that let's say you get lucky. You're running away from the police. You cross over and you fall in the garden of beloved. Means what? Means that it could happen. When you're searching in this path we are talking about, which is not a physical path, and mainly it's the path of changing. Every single moment you're trying to do the best you could do to change yourself, because in every single moment, who are you? The outcome of your life up to that moment. Whatever you have done have made you, and whatever you're doing will change you. So practically, you are trying to change, to be the best possible of yourself. This is the path. Okay, you are going and going, and we said, yes, you have to, first of all, understand that you should come out of this ego, believe in someone else, not to your brain only. The tendencies out there, we talked about this wisdom, and we said, you have to enrich yourself. So you're doing whatever you're supposed to do outside, but pay attention. The thing that is going to change and you must change and is the problem is the ego inside me, that inflated ego. So that one does something very nasty. Is what? If you accidentally arrive, something happens, magical moments, accidents, you arrive, how do you behave? During the path, you believe that, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, that, I, now, I'm here, I want. When you arrive, you're supposed not to be, not to have, to surrender. This is the act of love. Wanting is not love, has nothing to do with love. I want this, I want that, I need this, I prefer that, this is I. We are talking about something else. And you know what's the worst part? The worst part is not that your brain is saying that, okay, now I got it, let's have it, and blah, blah. When you are criticized by the lover, then you bring in excuses. And those excuses are worse than your act. Because who is making those excuses? Brain, me. So the first thing is you should realize that when you do something wrong, accept it. especially when beloved or your leader is telling you, when you defend yourself means you will keep that attitude for change and ready. Whatever my beloved doesn't love in me is bad. This is my judgment. I'm not going to judge anyone. That was the first story. The second one was the story that we are going to finish today. It's about building the mosque. And I said, building the mosque is not something you do. You cannot build a mosque. Who could? Your children. Means what? Means me. I have no children. Then what will happen? Any guess? What is the meaning of my children? My bad English, what it means, children?
All of the humanity that benefits from what you have to share.
Humanity. I'm alien, remember? I don't understand humanity. Want to know what is children? Children are living beings that you bring in this world and you help it to grow, right? Do you see it in me? It's me. My child is me. The outcome of me, the descendant of me, I descend somewhere. Today I start cheating. Let's say, just for the joke, I have never cheated. Today I start cheating. What happens to me next year? I'm a different person. Who made it? Who brought it here? Who is really responsible for that fellow? That way, you see my children first. Then let's put me aside. In my neighborhood, all the younger ones are looking somehow to me as a role model. And whatever I do, I influence them. And they grow up, they become the future. Who are these? These are my children. All the people around me which I influence could be my children. Here, we never talk about the blood relation, remember? Blood relation is here. Who is my creator? My father? My mother? First of all, my mother was doing what? Did she create me? She had nothing to do with me. I am the cell from my grandma. My grandma. Pregnated. What happened? That ovule started to develop. Then, a couple of them were put aside. They came in my mother, they are not a part of my mother. One of them was me. Then who am I? You see, when you look at the essence, forget about the form, then you understand the vastness of this children. And here, we are giving you an example of one special father, which is not bad, he's a good guy. But he cannot do it. Why? Because he is a good guy, but he is not perfect. He has killed people. Yeah, okay. Fighting and making all those defensive stuff, but it's not black or white, is it? That's what we always thought. God told him that you You cannot do it. Who will do it? Your son. What is that son's name?
Solomon.
Think a lot about that word. And the only way is to learn its root in Arabic. Surrender. Healthy. May the peace be on you. All these are collected in that Solomon. Even being patient, being Salim. All of those adjectives are made for one special prophet. Right? Why? How we always do that. All the prophets we are talking about, they are special and exceptions. Why? Because we are not talking about human beings. We are talking about stories. We make up stories to give you the meaning. So in our story, in each prophet, we go to an extreme. What is the extreme of Solomon? Solomon practically does nothing. Yeah. The only thing he does, he's a very patient fellow. He could communicate with everything in this universe. Therefore, he is healthy and he is peaceful. He even pays attention to little ant. Yes. He's a very good guy. What's wrong with him? Nothing. What does he do? Nothing. Is he fighting a pharaoh? Do you remember the Moses, which is our biggest story? We made up that story because pharaoh means arrogant. The word tafar'un is arrogant. So pharaoh is the essence of arrogance in me, ego. The other one is representing the breath. That's how we make it. Here, we made Solomon. And we need Solomon a lot. Because the only thing that Solomon does that nobody pays attention, and if you ask anyone that, okay, talk about this prophet. What did he do? What did he do? The only thing we know about the marriage, we know how he married. And that's for all of us to understand. How did he marry? He made a river out of crystal because he wanted to check the feet of that woman. Because that woman is the brain. Right at the beginning we talked about it. Remember the first story? We said we believe in brain and heart. This is the woman, this is the man. We are not talking about masculine and feminine of the people here. So, we are talking about him being married, means you selecting the best logic. You need to walk the path. So checking the feet. Then later, we hear the story of reaction of this woman and the changes that she has to go through. Means, how could you change everything in yourself? Anyhow, he talked about this subject of the mosque. And in between, he talked about some special stuff. For example, he said, his deeds is your deed, O man of wisdom. Know that between the faithful is an ancient union. See? He's talking about that when I say you're children will do it. This is your dawn. They do it, but actually you are doing it because that's the outcome of you growing up, that child. Anyhow, after explaining